the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sayings, the lives of the noble companions, the Sahaba Ikram, the Salafus Saliheen, the pious predecessors, the awliya Ikram, the hadayat, the guidance that they have given to us, Allah Ta'ala's kalam, his Quran, the ayat, the verses are not only for recitation or for looking and reading, but rather abundantly we should recite them and repeat them in the form of dua as well. And from here we can understand the importance of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is important, it is necessary. If an individual leaves Allah ta'ala's remembrance, doesn't remember Allah and goes against it, how can this be? This is such an amal, an action with regards to which it is very clear. It is very clear and obvious that if we do this regularly, always, and in the same way, it is surprising that we are far from Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, despite knowing these things, the benefits, the effects. We are so far from Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. We need to think that such a big amal, such a big action, that shaitan has steered us away from Allah's remembrance, his wasawis, his whispering, his claims, his false proofs to us, his trickery that results in us losing out from doing the dhikr of Allah. And the importance of Allah's remembrance, we can imagine from this point, that in one hadith, there's an event in a hadith that on the plain of Hashr, on the day of judgment, on the day of Hashr, when a person's deeds will be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to our Creator, then those deeds, our deeds, that will be presented, each and every one of us. First thing we need to remember here is that amal will not be counted. Actions will not be counted. Very important point to understand. We think, let's amass, let's hoard and pile up the deeds. Deeds won't be counted, they will be weighed. Deeds will be weighed. Each and every deed will be weighed. Deeds will not be counted. But we put a lot of emphasis on the quantity of deeds. Let's do this. Let's do this many hajj, this many umrah, this many visits, this many prayers, etc. We forget that this is not the reality or the criteria for success. The criteria for success is on the weight, the quality of the deeds. Not the quantity, but we learn that for success we need not quantity of deeds, we need the ikhlas in the deeds, the weight in the deeds. So there will be the scale of justice, Allah Ta'ala's scale, and deeds will be weighed, not counted. There won't be a counting machine, it will be a weighing machine. So the human being, he will be there on the side. 90 registers of his will be opened up, his amal registers. You can imagine like 90 volumes. Yeah, 90 record books. Yeah, and every register of each register of every human being, and be people like me and you, not some special person, is it? What do we have to our name? Now, this is being explained that this will be our hal and the hashr on the day of judgment. That 99 registers will be opened, and every register, every volume, how vast will it be? It will be so wide and big. One register, one of the volumes of our Book of Deeds, it will be the distance from the Maghrib to the Mashriq, west to east, east to west. Imagine, so 99 registers of sins will be open, and each register's gap width will be this much. So will there be any way out? Will I be saved? This is the Hashr, my brothers, the Day of Judgment. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاء. This is the reality. That insan, the human being, that the attack of shaitan that inflicts him, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ, Allah Ta'ala says لِقَاء. That a person's mind, he takes out of his mind the fact that he has to pass away, that he's going to pass away. What's the translation here? That he takes out the fear that there's death that is going to come. We don't even know that is Allah Ta'ala here, is Allah our creator, and this is what shaitan does. That he makes a person happy with the dunya. And when the khawf comes out for the akhirah, the fear, then a person becomes, you can say, happy and content. That I'm fine. I'm totally fine. Yes, he's not just happy. He is fully content. That, oh, everything's fine. There's no problem. Allah Ta'ala says, and he makes his heart firm and solid to the fact that I am fine. There's no problem. That when a person, for example, is content with the dunya, with the world, then the first thing that happens is that the occurrences regarding death and the hereafter, and we're going to be presented to Allah, he totally loses out on the concept of death and hereafter. And we can judge this. That, for example, in the morning I need to go to the airport, and what will be my hal? I will prepare for getting up in the morning to go to the airport. I will set the alarm. And then I will maybe arrange a taxi or a minicab that I need to go to the airport in the morning. So those people who have no awareness or certainty, then they're going to get up late. Flight will be missed. So our lifestyle and our methods of living show that we are preparing for the day that we are in, or the next day that we're going to go somewhere. So if we know and we're certain that death is going to come, then we need to prepare for death. Should we leave dhikr? Should we leave Allah Ta'ala's remembrance? The reason is that when a person sees that in the dunya, he is immersed in the dunya, in the glitter and the glow of the dunya, and his nafs is giving him targheeb and advice, and always in his mind is, oh, I don't have time. I want to do things for thereafter. I try it, but I don't get time. So a person should understand that shaitan has overtaken that person, and he's diverted us from that journey where we are going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we're going to be presented. Well, this is the first sign of negligence, of ignorance. When a person says, I don't have time, I can't think about this. So it's a big thing. Our destination, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we say we don't have time for this, so shaitan has taken us off the track. And then he will continue in his games with us. When a person becomes a ghafil, then he's opened the book. Shaitan has opened the book and he's entering into the log of our activities. So Allah ta'ala is saying, on the day of judgment, a man will be standing. Allah will be deciding. And Allah ta'ala will say, come you, O man, come, weigh your deeds also. Account for your deeds. And he'll say, Allah, what can I present? I have nothing. That I've got 99 registers, volumes of books of sins open. I have no sign of a good deed. I know what's going to happen to me. I can see the decision is there in front of me. It's unveiled. For me, I'm destined for Jahannam. Allah, what else? Then Allah will say to that man, that whatever he has, open up the books. This is the day of justice, which I mentioned in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says that everything, even if it weighs a dharra, an atom particle of dust, will be accounted for. Put your deeds on the scale, Allah Ta'ala says. So he will put his deeds, the 99 registers, the books, onto the scale. Many sins, a lot of time wasted. And that scale of sins will go down. And then Allah Ta'ala will say to the angels, the O angels, from all of his amal, deeds, is there any good deed that you can find? They'll say, Allah, we can't see anything. The man is saying himself, I can't even remember doing a good deed. Allah will say, let's find. Look, O angels, maybe something you'll find. Allahu Akbar, this is a hadith, this is not a story, my friends. So at that time, his hal be very difficult situation for that person. And then one small piece of paper will come out, a little log, a record of a good deed, a small piece of paper, a small register, a small log. And I will say, take this and put this onto the scale. And when that piece of paper recording the good deed will be put onto the scale, the situation will totally flip, reverse. And when that scale will take that piece of paper of that good deed, that those 99 registers, they will float away into the air, because that good deed will be much heavier. That one good deed will be much heavier. Allah will say that, do you know what is this piece of paper? This good deed that was recorded, do you know about this good deed? Mufassirin, the commentators, have written that he will say, Allah, I can't remember this deed I performed. Allah will say, once in the world while you were alive, you did my dhikr and you said, La ilaha illallah. Once in the world. Once. and that has made you successful today. You remembered me at that time. Allah says that deed is heavier than all of these 99 volumes of sins. So this is important, my friends. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us this guidance through the hadith so that we don't remain ignorant and negligent. And look, imagine the rewards of dhikr, how dhikr saves a person from sins and takes us through the trials of the hereafter. And today, if we say we don't have time, how sad. Then definitely we are overwhelmed with laziness. The veil of laziness has overtaken us. Definitely we have become ghafil. Definitely. Allah Ta'ala continues and explains about the people who are the ghafilun. Allah says that due to negligence and ignorance, you have forgotten my ahkams. So let's do dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that Allah gives us the sha'ur and the consciousness that we open our eyes, the dunya that's in front of us, that has taken us far from all of this. What will we get from this dunya? Allah Ta'ala has given us opportunities, chances. Morning and evening we have the majlis of dhikr, the gathering of dhikr. Tell me, what a massive reward. Great inam of Allah. By once saying Allah, a person's sins were vanished. They vanished at that time. With the example we just discussed, then imagine our register. We'll have a bigger register of sins. And today, in this day and age, we don't take footsteps towards Allah, that we sit down for a little while to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can there be any bigger negligence than this, or laziness? How much time did it take to come here in this masjid where we've got the gathering of dhikr? And is it a special time, a hard time? It's just the time between Maghrib and Isha. A very easy time, comfortable time. After a while, it will be Isha. 30, 45 minutes is left. In this 30, 45 minutes, if we control our nafs and remember Allah, tell me. Though if we have to make some effort, we have to leave our home. Or, for example, we've changed our schedule today a little bit. And when we put our eating time forward or backwards, okay, we won't eat after Maghrib today. We'll eat before Maghrib today, or we'll eat after the majlis. But this little bit of effort that we've made, what will we earn in reply from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What will we earn from, what will Allah ta'ala give to us? Imagine the reward that Allah ta'ala will give for his dhikr. And the biggest point here, the alhamdulillah, the rewards are there. But just one thing we need, just one thing, is that we need to be saved from the adab of Jahannam. From the adab, the punishment of hell. We don't want the burden of sins on our name, on our book of deeds, so that when we wake up in the hereafter, that we, before that, we depart from this world as a mu'min. We die as believers. Look, today in this day and age, we have hardships, difficulties with every breath of a human being's life. There's a sin. A sin is earned on every breath. That's how dark is the environment around us. There's fitna in the house. If an individual implements Islamic actions, they'll criticize him. Why are you practicing Islam? Oh, you spoilt our environment at home. And if one person wants to become upright and honest and sincere, his family goes against him, his society goes against him. What's this now? You're going towards deen. Why are you practicing Islam? This is the day and age of fitna, of tests and problems and sins and darkness. And we read the hadith, the time and the end of time, the signs of Qiyamah that are to come, and the big signs of Qiyamah, and the time when Mahdi alayhi salam, he will be the first sign of the major signs. Yeah? All the minor signs are already there of Qiyamah. Then Mahdi alayhi salam will be the first, his coming will be the first major sign. And we see the halat, the condition in the society around us today. There's darkness. There's sin, rejection of deen, negligence of deen, mockery of deen. So in this environment that is here now, we are close to Qiyamah. All the signs, you can say the minor signs are here. And Allah Ta'ala gives us the amal, the practice of remembering Him, and ease. With ease we have this. Then can there be any bigger piece of good news than this? Alhamdulillah, we have salah, we have fasting, we have Quran recitation, we have everything. We have everything. But what is the genuine article? What is the real article? The asal, the real action that we need, that all of our amal, the deeds that Allah Ta'ala has given us an opportunity to do, all the amal that we're practicing, on this Allah Ta'ala's fadl, we are relying on Allah's grace and mercy for acceptance. But we want to do an action that pre doing the action, we know that if we do this action, it will be accepted, and rather it will allow all our other deeds to be accepted. We need such an amal today. Yeah, zahiran, we are praying salah. Externally, yes, it just becomes a habit. It's not sincere today. If we do amal, normally we do them quickly without thinking, without assessment, without conviction, without sincerity. But Allah Ta'ala has given us such an ibadah. This action of dhikr of Allah, not only is the action of dhikr accepted automatically, rather it brings along, it carries the rest of our deeds towards success. So we need to pay attention, my friends, that with the dhikr of Allah in this day and age, in this time, Remember, maybe before I've shared this hadith with you, that when that time will come, close to the Qiyamah, the end of time, such a generation will come, such a time will come. At that time, there will be no ibadah left, Quran will go, no practice of deen, and the Kaaba, even the people around the Kaaba, there will be no practice of deen, there will be no Kaaba, no Quran, nothing, no ibadah left. And what will be there at that time, on the tongue of a person, even the kalama will not be recited. The affirmation of deen. Confirmation of deen. In the hadith is stated that time there will be one ibadah, act of worship, that will give person success. What is that action? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. This recitation of Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, this is what people will have at that time. So this dhikr of Allah is a great action. Don't take it as an option. Consider it compulsory in this day and age. It's a part of our life. Put your heart on this action. Love this action of dhikr. If you're not feeling, you don't feel like doing dhikr, or if there's a restriction, you don't feel like doing dhikr, or you're not paying attention to your heart, you're not feeling enjoyment, you're not feeling that yearning, that desire, you don't feel like doing dhikr, waswasa of shaitan is coming, then understand that this is the biggest attack of shaitan in this day and age. We need to cancel these thoughts and feelings. Just like Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat rahmatullah alayhi said, that whether you feel like or not, whether your feelings are there or not, your emotion feels like or not, whether physically or spiritually you feel like it or not, but do the dhikr of Allah, don't leave it. Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat rahmatullah alayhi said, definitely will give you benefit. Whether you're feeling something good or negative, positive, negative, no. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even this is accepted, and this is accepted. Remember this point. So now we need to understand that let's make a habit in our lives. Definitely make this a habit and a regular action, and consider that all the amal that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, that this action of dhikr will make everything accepted morning and evening. Definitely we should sit down and remember Allah. And for today, the most easy form of dhikr is maraqabah. Maraqabah. The easiest dhikr and the greatest dhikr. That is greater than all of the other methods. Remember this, the dhikr of the heart is the greatest dhikr. And this is called maraqabah, close the eyes. And if Allah gives the tawfiq, then learn this dhikr from a shaykh, from a teacher, morning and evening. Teachers, Naqshbandi Mushai, come to your masjids, they wander around, they teach. So if you feel compatibility with the teacher, and you like what he is teaching, and what you like what you see, then request that teacher to teach me the dhikr of the heart, where you feel the compatibility in your heart, feels that this is a good person, you have love for that teacher, that shaykh, please teach me some dhikr. And then learn the dhikr of the heart, and you don't need to work hard for this. Very easy, casual, and it takes away the tiredness. But you just need to be regular. That 10 minutes, morning and evening, I'm going to sit down and definitely do maraqabah. This is my breakfast. Yeah, it will start. The day will start from this. And my final meal of the day will also be dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. Yeah, this is the way we need to conduct ourselves. By just mentioning this point, something has just come back to my mind. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib, Rahimullah. Damat Barakatum, I remember one of his statements. He said, I went to my sheikh once, and his sheikh was Hazrat Arif Billah, Dr. Abdul Hayy, Rahmatullah, who was a Khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi, Rahmatullah. And this was the sheikh of Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib. He said, when I used to go to my sheikh once in the morning, I arrived to the company of my sheikh, and Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Mufti Taqi Sahib is saying that I went to the company of my sheikh, and he said, my sheikh asked me that, did you have breakfast before you came? And Hazrat Mufti Sahib said, oh, I thought maybe we're going to have breakfast today with Sheikh Sahib. And he said, alhamdulillah, we're lucky today. Maybe we'll have some egg and halwa, puri, etc. Obviously, Marie desires that Tabarukun get the blessings with the Sheikh. He said, Hazrat, breakfast I have eaten before I came. And Hazrat said, what breakfast did you have? And it was very, mashallah, simple and gentle, and I spent time in his company also, mashallah. He was slim and he had a great conduct and manners and akhlaq and noor upon noor, light, mashallah. He said to Hazrat Mufti Sahib, so this was his sheikh. And that time, in that generation, he was a great sheikh, very pious person, Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy, rahmatullah. He said, what breakfast did you have before you came? He said, Hazrat, just normal breakfast, some egg and a little bit of chapati. And he said, I told my sheikh this, and I was feeling ashamed that what can I say to my husband that what I've eaten and what did I eat before I came. He said, first I felt like saying that I've got a bit of hunger, so that maybe I get some more food. So this is what I thought, because obviously people in the world, they think like this, isn't it? But these are the friends of Allah. He said, is it? Okay. Hazrat said, okay. So you've eaten good food. So he said, what did you eat? He said, breakfast. He said, where did this breakfast go? He said, Hazrat, into my stomach. Hazrat said, what did you feed to your ruh in the morning? Your soul. Allahu Akbar.
So at that time he said, I felt ashamed to my ruh. He said, did you feed your ruh, your soul, that you've given to your body physically, you've made your body, given energy, but what breakfast did you give to your ruh? What sustenance did you give to your ruh? Because the ruh, that also asked for the energy, for the vitamins. He said, then I bowed my head, and then the sheikh said, be careful in the morning when you wake up, feed your soul first, then give physical food to your stomach and to your body. Allah, look at the style of explaining. Hazrat said that day, from that day until today, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib said, I never left the morning dhikr since that day. So with ease, it was explained to him, you're not on your own, that the action that will continue until Qiyamah with you, it will improve your ruh. Obviously we eat food, and then when we die, our breath will be drawn from our body. We won't know that we had breakfast or lunch or dinner. It's the ruh that will travel with us after death through the different phases in the afterlife. And this is what we need to do, is give energy and strength to our ruh. The more we eat in the morning, for example, we have breakfast in the morning, then we have a little bit of lunch, and then in the evening you will have food, supper. So these three times a person, if we eat in the day three times, if this is our habit, then three times we should also feed the ruh, the soul also. We should remember Allah. We should sit down, do maraqbah, remember Allah in the heart, and do the dhikr of Allah. So such a great sheikh who told his student this, and we are minors in front of them. So we should promise that we will also do this. What difference will it make? Will we do this, brothers? Yes. Just make it a habit. Look, how long does it take to eat? 10 minutes, we have to go to work, we eat quickly, 10 minutes, you eat, and then we leave. Some people eat in 5 minutes, or even less than that, and the body becomes full of energy and vigor. So the ruh is maskeen, that even if we feed the ruh for 3 minutes, that's enough. You will be very happy that we have fed it. You will see that your whole day, your ruh will assist you. It will accompany you. That if you have good breakfast in the morning, you do dhikr of Allah in the morning, you feed the ruh, the soul, you think, Allah, all my affairs are easy. Who is helping me? Who is assisting me? Who is saving me from the sins? What is it? And this is how it will assist us. The ruh, it doesn't ask so much. In 3 minutes, its stomach is full. The ruh, the soul. So will we feed the ruh? Yes, do maraqabah, remember Allah in the heart. The more we eat, I don't know if you eat 7 times a day or 5 times a day or 3 times a day. The more you eat, the number of times in the day you eat, we should also feed the ruh. Otherwise it will complain that this is not right. You're making your body fat and your stomach big, and I will save you at the time of death, on the grave, on the day of judgment, I will go into Jannah with you, and you are leaving me. You're not even caring for me in the world. So brothers, we need to do maraqabah. From tomorrow morning, let's make this our regular habit, duty, that before breakfast, before eating, we feed the ruh. Before we physically eat, 3-4 minutes, close the eyes. Just close the eyes. I enjoyed it when I asked Qari Sahib, what's your ma'amulat? What's your habit, daily habit, dhikr? And he said, I don't have much time, but what do I do? Is that I've made this a regular habit since a few years, since you told this to me, said this to me, that after dhuhr, I close my eyes and I say 3 times, Allah, 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 my heart. I said, Subhanallah. Can there be anything greater than this? You've got istiqamat. You are regular, steadfast on this practice. If a person becomes regular on any action, if 3-4 years pass like this, that he never missed 3 times saying Allah, by closing his eyes and saying Allah after salah, a great action. So how long does it take? And what a big benefit for this. We cannot imagine. So from today, let's make a promise. Do we promise? We'll sit in the morning, 3-4 minutes, close your eyes, you have wudu, you don't, close your eyes, that's it. I have to remember Allah. I was explained, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib explained that my Shaykh told me, so you also do this, close your eyes. He told us this tariqah, and we focus on the heart, and we say, Allah, 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 Allah. And in just 2-3 minutes, and do dua after that, do dua, pray to Allah, and ask from Allah. Why? Because in dua, we just say one word. What is that? Alhamdulillah. That's it. This is a promise from Allah that when we do something good, when we do an action, and after that we are grateful to Allah, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, Allah says, then I will increase the rewards to you. What points? And if it doesn't increase, then complain. Because this is Allah Ta'ala's promise. And in such a way will all the goodness increase, there will be a surprise. I'll say, Allah, I said Allah 3 times, and after that, Alhamdulillah, I wasn't even capable, and I'm so grateful to you that you allowed me to recite your beautiful name. Allah says, leave it to me now. Shakartum lazidannakum. This is my promise, that you were grateful to me until you pass away. Every part of your body will become the dhakir, will remember me from ruh. Every part of your body will start to do my remembrance, will remember me. So 2 things have happened, dhikr, and after that, shukr. Yes, remember Allah and be grateful. That's enough. Inshallah, it will increase. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.